am from Arkansas, and my dad was a coal miner. That kind of makes me a coal miner's daughter.
That makes so much sense now.
All of them had that.
She had some fringe bangs.
Yeah, those were good.
That would be your role. Like, if we had a band, I think, like, you'd be the pretty one
playing the tambourine.
Because
you have to have a lot of talent to slap that thing on your wrist.
Absolutely.
Or leg. See, we're just, like, talking all... I'm so excited because I loved this movie. I cannot...
I felt humbled to actually get to talk with them. Like, oh, wow, I didn't know that you were this cool. Thanks for talking with me. I feel like a peon.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, everybody. It's Taylor and it's Greg, and you are listening to Taylor and Greg Unfiltered. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Taylor.
What's going on?
You know what? I'm excited about this week. We're just kind of always evolving our show, and I think it's just getting better and better.
That's the truth.
No. Well, I mean, if you could follow us on any of our platforms, you've seen that we changed the names a couple times and kind of just shifting it around. And, you know, I think we're hitting a sweet spot right now because we really opened it up. And we just want to be a little bit more diverse. And we want to talk to chefs. And we want to talk to cheerleaders like we did. And we want, you know, just if you've had an interesting life, that's who we want to talk to. So
exactly. We don't want to be pigeonholed with like one genre of topics. We want to talk about it. That's why we're unfiltered now.
We want to talk about everything.
Just bring it all. Yeah. Anyway, just bring all of your stuff and we will unfilter you.
Yeah. Well, this week is going to be fun because I know, like earlier this week, they just announced the Oscar nominations and a little pre-Oscar ceremony, and they announced everybody that was going to be nominated. And so this week, we're going to give our little picks in the best actors and actresses in a couple of those categories, and especially the best music. So let's start off with one of the top five. It's like a beauty pageant. Top five original songs that are being nominated this year. And
yes,
this,
the Oscar nominated music for best song, right?
And this week, or fuck, this, listen to me, people. The Beep. One of the songs that we're going to start off with is Hold My Hand. It's from Top Gun Maverick.
That's what we're going to have to do with you in a few
years. I need a babysitter, people.
You're going to have a cute little walker, and I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to get you to all your appointments. I'm going to make sure you have all your pills.
Thank you.
And I'm going to hold your hand all the way. Don't worry.
All right. This is from Top Gun Maverick, and I think Lady Gaga did this. So listen up.
Hold my hand, everything will be okay. I heard from the heavens that clouds have been gray. Pull me close, wrap me in your aching arms. I see that you're hurting, why'd you take so long to tell me?
If Lady Gaga does a song for a movie, it's probably going to win. I feel like
no doubt. Just, it's like everybody else should have been like, I'm bowing.
Yeah, it's like, never mind.
But it is nice to be nominated, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Lady Gaga sitting at a piano, just banging it out. I mean, yeah, everybody's going to lose.
And she's going to look great doing it, so.
Of course she is.
So let's go into, and this is going to be fun to me. So best actor.
Drum roll.
Yeah, that was good.
I don't know. I don't know these characters. I mean, I know Austin Butler, obviously.
Okay, well, Austin Butler for Elvis, which I've seen. We loved. He's cute. And Lisa Marie and all that. It's kind of a little tragedy.
Yeah,
so I feel like he kind of has a shoe-in this year because of the tragedy. But totally, he has won a couple of other things so far. I think he's won everything they've nominated him for. So these other people may fall out. But we'll talk about him anyways.
Colin Farrell. Making a comeback.
And the... What's the name of the movie? It's I can barely read my writing, people. It was like the darnest something.
Everybody tune in next week for another.
Well, I had it phonically written down, but then unfortunately, no, for real. I phonically wrote this down last night and I can't read my phonics. So I don't think Colin's going to win. So we're just going to say congratulations for being nominated. And then the other one is Brendan Fraser for The Whale.
And, you know, I kind of thought that he had just gone away ever since he did The Mummy. That was like his kiss of death movie. But I guess he's come back and he's a whale now. He's big time.
Yeah. And then Paul Mesner. Yeah. Why am I messing all these up so much?
I don't know.
And that was in...
Can't help you.
After something or another. I really, folks, I mean, I thought this was going to be a great idea, but I can barely read my writing. So okay, anyway.
So Colin Farrell is the banshee of Inner Sharon.
See,
for
I had...
For anyone who has...
That is true. See, I had the Darshi.
Wait, is it the Banshee?
It is the Banshee, but I remember that from last night, but I wrote Darshi. So
that's why I'm so confused.
No, you stay confused, Taylor. Okay, Paul Nesler. What was he in? After Sun?
I have no idea who
After the Sun. After, we'll come back to that in a minute. And Billy Knightley in Living, which I did see a promo for that. It actually seemed pretty good, too, so... Cool. Those are your best actor nominations. So we already know it's going to be Elvis. So,
yeah.
And
oh, wait. Was this okay? So this Paul Mescal guy.
Mescal. I should have known that from an alcohol, like a Mescal mule or something. It's all coming back to me, folks. See, I didn't go.
Well,
I didn't veer too far.
I mean, it's after 12 o'clock.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
Didn't he just have lunch with Angelina?
Yes.
And one of her daughters. And that's it.
And what movie was he getting nominated for? The After Sun. See, I knew I was right.
Said the afternoon.
I feel like it's the afternoon. Anyway, let's move on to a better category. I like the actresses.
Man,
okay, I'll
got
start
a lot
off.
Of episode to go through. I don't. Think
I know. Look, we're only 5 minutes in. Hey, okay. The best actress, drum roll. Okay, that's your biggest talent today is that drum rolling.
Well, you won't let me sing, so what else am I supposed to do?
Well, I don't think you're going to sing through these Oscar award winners. Okay, it's going to be Kate Blanchett for Tar, which...
How many movies has she been nominated for now?
I don't know, but I think she's going to win this one too, frankly.
Well, she's incredible. She's fabulous.
I think this movie was about like a... I don't know. We saw the preview. We tried to go, and then it was off before you know it. And now it's streaming. But something about a composer. It's real dramatic and dark. So that's going to be good. And then Anna Della.
It's a psychological drama.
Yeah. Anna Della Armas.
Anna De Armas.
Yeah, I love her too. And she's in Blonde.
And she is now a Vermonter. She just bought a house here. So we're going to have dinner next week. I don't know if you knew that. You're not invited.
You need to TP her yard to get her attention. Have your kids go over there. They need a hobby.
Great idea.
Get them out there and see if they can get your neighbor's attention.
It's a great idea.
All right.
Things to do.
And then Andrea Rosenberg.
It's got me.
I don't know. For something else. And. I feel like I'm reading the lilies, but I just don't know. But I know.
It's like the Rotten Tomatoes, or like the Razzles.
Listen. All right, we'll come back to her.
Halle Berry is nominated for Catwoman again.
No, she wasn't. Listen, Michelle Williams, I do know how to pronounce that one from The Fablemans. Yeah, and I saw her in Cabaret on Broadway. So, just a side note, she was with Neil Patrick Harris. So cute, so good. And Michelle Yeoh from Everywhere All at Once. So, I'm going to say, if I was betting, I'm going to go with Kate Blanchett, but I think Michelle Williams could actually pull something out. So,
well, she's won an Oscar as well, so she's a pretty incredible actress. Yeah, I don't know, maybe things will get kind of mixed up this year and like... One of these new girls.
Well, Michelle always wears Chanel Couture, so I'm excited to see that. And Kate always wears like Heidel Ackerman or someone like that. That's just real dramatic, and we love it too. So, anyways, let's move on to the next nominated song, which is
Lift Me
Up by Black Panther.
Is that by Black Panther? Panther. It's by Rihanna.
It's in the movie Black Panther by Rihanna. And Black Panther Wakanda.
Lift me up. Hold me down. Keep me close. Safe and sound.
Oh, I actually like that song too. It's kind of toss up. Lady Gaga, Rihanna, I feel like either one of them is going to win. But, anyways, I always think she does a great job. And of course, you know, she's going to sport something. She's been out of the scene a little bit. She's going to come back. It's going to be something dramatic on stage for her. So, we're going to move on to Best Supporting Actor. I'm going to let you read this.
Brendan Gleeson for Best Supporting Actor, the Banshee of. That one word that we can't pronounce. Brian Tyre from Henry. I can't reach him.
All right. It's actually
okay, Brian Tyre Henry. I can't read it. Man, I've got to get in the know with pop culture. Man.
Okay. Pull it back.
I gotta stop reading parenting blogs and know what's going on in the world. Okay, so Brian, he's nominated for Causeway, and I think he's great.
Judd Hirsch from The Fableman.
Okay, cool. Man, this Banshee movie must be something to see because this Barry.
Okay, we're either gonna have to do that all over, or we're gonna roll. Okay.
I apologize to everyone at home who has to sit through our shenanigans. All right. Okay. Yeah. So. Okay, so moving into our next song.
We left out somebody.
I know, but I can't read it.
They were from Everyone All at Once.
I really have no idea what you wrote. Is it Ki-Hoo-Kwan?
Yes.
Oh, or Ku? Is it Ku? Ku? I cannot read what you
it's
wrote.
It's Ki-Kwan. All right, next song.
Note to self, next time, type out your notes.
Okay, y'all, this is serious.
We're the bad part. The bad part is you can't read it either. It's not just no. me, and you wrote it.
All right, the next song is Applause.
Okay, Applause.
Tell it like a woman.
Yep.
Recognize. Who you are sometimes. I know it's so hard, but you shine. You're a supernova superstar. They can't stop you. You're unstoppable. Dance too. Know that you're remarkable. Stand up, stand up. Raise your hands up, yeah.
Okay, guys, we want to apologize
for my lack
for
of
our idiocy.
And
for
you
our
know, I just we're not taking the Oscars lightly. We just can't read my writing, people, and yes. that is really.
And we mean the utmost respect
absolutely.
To everyone in every category. They're all stellar actors and actresses who've yeah. done an amazing job. And Greg and I are just idiots.
We are well, idiots. Greg's an idiot. Well, I just can't write. And him. We have decided you would be happy to know, we've taken an executive decision and we're going to type up things in the future. We're not yes. going to do handwriting. So,
but we have to send Greg to typing school. So we
I
might
took
be
typing
missing for like 12
in,
weeks.
No, I took typing in, my senior year.
Okay, well, it's been a while.
It's been a while. And I cheated. I cheated in typing.
And how do you cheat in typing?
Lord knows if there was a way I did it, but yeah.
Spacebar. Tab, and, Alt, Delete.
Yes. All right, now we're going to do Best Supporting Actress, which is always one of my favorite categories. And I love this woman, Angela Bassett for Black Panther. She's always a force to be reckoned with.
Do you remember when she did the Tina Turner?
We watched it the other day at work. She is amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's incredible. And then a newcomer, Hong Chow for The Whale.
Yeah, they're getting so much press. I need to watch that movie.
I know. All these movies are like getting nominated. I mean, like the actors and actresses are all getting nominated for the same movie. So they must be.
They're all
something
really
to see. Something to see.
And then Carrie Condon from that Banshee movie. Don't know
that
the last.
That we also can't pronounce.
Irishina. Well, just the Banshees. You all know what it is. So you're going to have to look that up. And then one of my favorites, Jamie Lee Curtis from Everywhere All at Once. I love Jamie Lee. Halloween. Hello. She made her money on Halloween. And
what was the movie that she did with Arnold Schwarzenegger? And she had like that whole striptease thing, and her body was like next level. Do you remember that?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
And then not to discount this one as the last one being nominated, Stephanie Hsu from Everywhere All at Once Again. So sure, there's going to be some eyes rolling. Yeah. They're going to be like, girl, if you win, I will rip that out of your hands. But maybe they get along. We would not in that particular case. But of course, if you listen to this episode, you're going to realize that we will never be nominated for anything. So,
So
let's hear another great song, Taylor.
This is
A Life from Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. So
let's hear this.
This is a life free from destiny, not only what we sow, not only what we show.
Okay, another Oscar-nominated song. Great.
I actually like that one, too. Surprise. I mean, I think I just like it because every other thing is being nominated for this Everything All at Once or whatever. But anyways, this is an important category, Taylor, so we do need a drum roll.
Okay, here we go.
This is for the Best Picture of the Year. You can
picture
stop
of the
that
year,
now.
And the nominees are?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
All Quiet on the Western Front, and no one else is nominated for it, so this one's not going to win. Okay, moving on.
Avatar.
No one else is.
Something About Water, and you know, people love Avatar, so I mean, and I'm sure it's very high-tech and lots of animal things going everywhere, but.
I remember the first one, but have not seen the second. Anyway.
Okay, and then the Banshees of Inisherin, and I looked that up because I actually found out on a note where I really broke that down in bold print. So we'll do it one more time because we messed that up.
Inisherin.
Uh-huh, exactly.
The phonics. The Banshee of Inisherin.
Yes.
Good job.
And then Elvis, which obviously has a strong contending this year. I think Austin's going to win.
And you can pronounce it.
Yeah, which I say, give it to them. I can pronounce it. if we can pronounce it, then they should win.
I agree.
Another one is the Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Now, I haven't seen this movie. It's just a really long title for a movie, so I'm going to say probably not on this one just because it's a lot of words.
Too much to say you're afraid that someone would flub it like us.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And it has happened. Remember when they gave the Best Picture of the Year to somebody else and they had to say, oh, we were just joking.
Yeah, whoops,
that's
sorry.
The theme of this host show. We've just been joking.
Yes.
We just can't read our own writing, just like
we're
that little
jokers.
Teleprompter. I think
or
that was
Steve
that
Harvey
was Warden
crowned the wrong Miss America. Remember that?
Well, that other was Warren Beatty. Remember, he got a lot of flack off of reading the wrong thing.
It happens.
Well, The Fabelmans also has been nominated, which this could be the winner, honestly, because it's what, Steven Spielberg's?
beats me.
No, I'm for sure. It's about kind of a story of his life or a pseudo story of his life.
Sure.
And then Tar, which we said, Kate Blanchett earlier. I think this one's a really intense one, but I don't think it's going to win. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give it a 2 for winning best film.
I'm so curious. Oh, anyway, continue. You can continue. Then I will
Top Gun, Maverick. And then I actually saw this movie in Taylor. It's not going to win either, but I want you to watch it because it's our sense of humor down to the T. It's called Triangle of Sadness.
I'll highlight that one.
Yeah, it is something that everyone should see, and then you'll reflect and think of Greg and Taylor. It has our dry sense of humor, and it's a clever one to me. And then, obviously, women talking.
Greg's saying it's simple, and anyone can understand it, so it might win.
Yeah, it might be. But, and then the last one is women talking, and I don't know anything about that one. So, I think that they're not going to win. So,
I agree. So, I guess my pick is The Banshee of Inisherin.
Because we struggled so much with that.
So that's what's going to win.
I'm going to go with Fableman.
The Fableman.
I am a Fableman. I'm going to give it to them. Well, Taylor, we messed up another good show today. And
keep tuning in. You will definitely be disappointed.
I was having so much fun. And the idea was so good, Taylor. And I hate that we disappointed, but
I know. Well,
but I bet you everything that we actually said is going to win is probably going to win. So then we come back, we redeem ourselves as winners.
Yeah. Here's my take on this. For anyone who is listening, Greg and I want to host our own awards show because
we do want to do the red carpet outside of that because the one thing we do know is fashion names. So if Vivian Westwood had been nominated, we could have rolled it off her tongue. Absolutely. Rodarte, anybody, Prada, Mucha.
We can do it.
It just
Donatella.
Yes, all these other names are just so many letters and just things. And so, you know, my Tokyo trip's going to be a flop.
I don't know how you're going to make it.
I can't even speak English, let alone.
That's my point. I don't know how you're going to make this trip. This was a terrible idea, but maybe you can send some footage.
Totally. I'm going to post while I'm over there the entire time. Well, to wrap up this floppy episode. But I googled because I didn't know what I was doing. So I was googling while we were reading, which if anybody knows, I can't do a lot of things multiple times, like chewing gum, googling, and giggling.
Oh my gosh.
So pray for us this week, everybody. We're going to end on the final song, which is Natu Natu from RRR. And by the way, great song, but I think Lady Gaga's got this one in the bag. So,
but I do recommend everyone watch the video because the dance.
Oh, it's amazing!
Phenomenal.
No,
like,
love it.
This has to be like CGI dancing or something. This is unbelievable. Anyway, very cool. Very cool.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next time, guys. Thanks for sticking through us.
Sticking through it. Bye.
Bye. నిలబతుక్కు కలిపినట్టు నా పాట చూడు నాటు 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 తీర నాటు.